This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more energy and more resolve to make these next weeks even better. Today we're going to talk about a character in the human being that Allah doesn't love. And this is actually a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's actually in Al-Bukhari, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ verily Allah, لَا يُحِبْ he does not love, الفاحش المتفحش ولا الصياح في الأسواق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love الفاحش, which is the immoral person. متفحش, foul language. الصياح في الأسواق, the person who's loud in public. So three characters Allah doesn't love. And this is actually, if you think of it, it's about the tongue. It's about the speech. Immoral, foul language, and loud. Subhanallah. And if you go to the Quran, and this is how we learn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also says, La yuhib. Allah doesn't love, and this is in Surah An-Nisa, that woman. Allah says, La yuhibu Allah, Allah doesn't love, Al-jahra bisu'i min al-qawl. Allah doesn't love when we speak loud, and when we speak loud with immoral or not good language, su'i min al-qawl, illa man zulim, except in case when someone is injustice is done against him or her, right? And in another verse, also in Surah An-Nisa, Allah tells me and you what does He want us to say and how, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of all la khayra fi kathirin min najwahum. There is no good in most of what they say and speak, except amara bi sadaqa. He used the tongue or the mouth or the words to enjoin and to help people or to call people to do good deed, especially charity. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من. I'm sorry. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم. There is not good in their speaking except أمر بصدقة أو معروف. You enjoin good, something acceptable, not charity necessary. أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Or he or she say things to bring people together, to amend relationship. So today the character that Allah doesn't love is a three. In the tongue, immorality in the tongue, foul language, and loud voice. These three. And interestingly, the more we are living and the more we are becoming modern, it's becoming more accepted, subhanAllah, and more that people say not very nice words, not very nice language. The F word, the S word, and even what did I say? I was joking. I didn't mean it. It's nothing. Everyone else is saying it. We shouldn't, because it should come to my mind immediately. Allah doesn't love it. And we agree that this month we're going to start practicing things that Allah love. So I will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah loves me, Allah will protect me. Allah will give me what I want. My supplication will be granted and Allah will protect me. And when I seek refuge in Allah, Allah will protect me. So that's number one. Look at this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They came to him and they said, there is a woman in the neighborhood who no one can compete with her in her fasting, in her night prayer, and in her charity. This is applicable to us in Ramadan. They said, no one can compete. Amazingly how much she does. Fasting, night prayer, and in her charity. But she has only one issue. Little bit, one issue. What is the issue? She actually hurts other people. And here specifically they said, she hurts her neighbors with her tongue. With her tongue, meaning the way she speaks. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, she is in the hellfire. Subhanallah. Don't underestimate what our tongue can do. It can be our key and our way going to Jannah, and it can be our way, wal'ayadu billah, to go to the hellfire. Another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, modesty is out of iman. It's part of iman, part of faith, being modest. and faith in Jannah. When we believe in Allah, believe externally and internally, and practice, we're going to Jannah, inshaAllah. And then the opposite, and he says, وَالْبَذَاءُ مِنَ الْجَفَاءُ. Bada is immorality, and al-jafa is coarseness. So he said, immorality is part of coarseness, and coarseness in the hellfire. So let us look and change today the way I'm going to use my tongue. I am going to work hard to use the best way I can say things. Definitely stay away from immoral words, from foul language, whatever it is, even if everybody is doing it. And there isn't something that says, I don't mean it, but I said it, and the angels wrote it. So, لا يحب, Allah does not love, and everybody wants to go to Jannah. That's why we are fasting. That's why it's Ramadan. That's why you're praying in the night. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِنَّ أَحَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ, the most beloved to me and closest to me in Jannah, the best, those of you, the best in manners. And husnul khuluq, good manners, is actually two things. Is you meet people with welcoming and smiling face, and you don't hurt them. And hurting, especially with a tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what is beneficial to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practice. Look at three things today. That you are about to say something, or very loud and shouting, and then you remembered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love it, and I'm not going to do it. So, jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.